The most powerful cyclone to hit the Bay of Bengal in the last 10 years is crossing the coast of Bangladesh and Myanmar. Strong winds and rainfall unleashed by the Category 5 storm have forced hundreds of thousands of people to move to safer areas. Barbara Angopa has this report.
Residents in Kiauk Tau are beginning a clean-up after Cyclone Mocha barreled through western Myanmar and southern Bangladesh. The storm had weakened by late Sunday, sparing Rohingya refugee camps close to its path.
I have never seen such strong wind, and I'm 51 years old. This is my very first experience with this. There were storms previously, but not as strong as this one. I didn't think this would happen.
The storm built over the Bay of Bengal on Tuesday before making landfall on Sunday. Strong winds uprooted trees and toppled power lines. Some livelihoods are in ruins.
I run a shop here. The shop has been blown away by the storm. I have a betel nut garden, but it has also been destroyed. I have seen the cyclones of 1991 and 1994, but today's was more dangerous.
Better forecasting in recent years has reduced death tolls during cyclones. Cyclone Nargis devastated Myanmar in 2008, killing more than 100,000 people. Thousands of people died in 2007 after Cyclone Siddha hit southern Bangladesh. This time, authorities say they moved 750,000 people to safety before the storm. Barbara Angepa, Al Jazeera.
Tanvir Chowdhury has more now from Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh.
Bangladesh has been spared the main wrath of the cyclone Mocha. By the time it made landfall here, the wind speed was barely 120 kilometers per hour. And you can still see the wind is still on. It's the peripheral wind and heavy rain. It hit the St. Martin Island. There's some damages. One person was killed there by a falling tree. That's an unconfirmed report by our contact from journalists staying there. There's been some damage on Shahpur Deep nearby. As for the Rohingya camp, we know there's been no major damages. Our contacts said few huts were damaged. They're already repairing it. There was no landslide or flood. So they also have been spared from the thrust of this cyclone. Now, the government and the rescue and Red Cross and others are going to assess the damage. It may take a couple of days or even weeks because many of the fishermen live in scattered islands in the coastal areas. A lot of the people who live in the coastal areas are in the shelters. They most likely will lose all their aquaculture, farmland, and other crops. Those are major damage for the poor people living by the coastline. It takes months and years for them to get back on their feet unless they get help from the government and other aid agencies. We yet have to see what are the real damage within next few days or even weeks.